Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you is going out of business. And the drama around it just keeps getting more weird. Mm. Here's what the news is saying.
The casual dining hotspot has struggled since the pandemic. It's lost 30% of its customers and has had at least four CEOs in the last 5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Ultimate Endless Shrimp is here.
Also, an attempt to lure more customers in with $20 Endless Shrimp backfired, costing the company $11
million. I mean, you said, listen, endless unlimited shrimp, $20, and everybody showed up. What did you think was going to happen?
And then it became like a TikTok challenge where you would film yourself how many shrimp you could eat.
Oh, my gosh.
And there would be people that'd be like, 108!
Oh. Oh, man, that's a lot of shrimp. That's a lot of mercury.
Lobster for the seafood lover you. I miss that jingle. Mm. Don't you miss that?
I don't really remember the jingle so much.
Crazy.
And I worked there years ago.
How is that possible?
For a number of years, I worked there, too. And I loved Red Lobster. I mean, I partook when I worked there. You know, some places you work and you're like, no, I lost my taste for it. I never lost my taste for it.
I remember being little and watching those Red Lobster commercials and think that must be the most romantic place in the whole world.
Really?
Red Lobster was for like parents that were in love to go hold hands.
Right.
You know?
If they left you at home and went to the Red Lobster.
Yeah.
You knew that you'd have another new sibling pretty soon.
But a hero comes along, Raven. A hero comes along. Flava Flav has stepped up to the plate.
Oh, yeah, boy.
This is what he said.
Nah, we ain't letting Red Lobster close. I'm going to try to help save them. I'm going to try to help use my popularity and my notoriety to help save Red Lobster. We got to save the lobster, G. We got to save the lobster.
100%, G.
I mean, the thing is how does, what was his plan to save Red Lobster?
Yeah.
He just ordered everything off the menu one night. Wait, he's like, I'm going to help him out. And then he like posted all these videos of like all the plates of food. I was like, Flava Flav, you just dropped like maybe $700. Like, I don't think it's going to save Red Lobster. People ate billions of shrimp.
I'm happy to say that, Flava Flav is still out here affording his own Red Lobster if he wants to buy the entire menu. I mean, it's a good for Flava Flav. For a while there, it was a little bit questionable.
He continues.
Yeah.
When I heard that they were trying to shut down the doors and some of the stores, I said,
revolted.
You know what? We can't let this rock. We can't let this rock like that. Yo, the cheese biscuits are amazing. The shrimp scampi, amazing.
Yeah, endless, too.
It's true.
Endless, the shrimp scampi. I do like that with the garlic butter. Oh, that was real nice. If him and Chuck D could just get along, they could probably save this thing together.
He's not the only one that's trying to jump in on this. Late night host John Oliver, he's getting in on the Red Lobster drama, too. He bought all the furniture and equipment from one of the locations that was put up for auction.
What?
And then he recreated the restaurant in his studio. I'm not sure how that helps them, but it's entertaining.
Right.
Yeah.
I do remember those chairs on wheels. You remember those?
Oh, gosh.
It was like a regular living room chair, but it was like padded, but it also had four wheels on it. Like being in an office with everybody that was eating lobster.
Without exaggeration, I could taste that biscuit in my mouth right now.
The best.
But, you know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, really, all Red Lobster needs is not 1,500 new CEOs, not like a new plan.
Not even Flava Flav?
Not even Flava Flav. Well, maybe Flava Flav.
Right.
But on top of all that, it just needs new marketing. And I got it all figured out. It's coming up next. Red Lobster filed Chapter 11 and it's going out of business. But people are desperately trying to save it, including Flava Flav.
Nah, we ain't letting Red Lobster close. I'm going to try to help save them. We got to save the lobster, G. We got to save the lobster.
His way to help
them.
The only way he helped was he ordered everything on the menu once, which I think that $500 or $600 he spent probably not going to save the company.
Yeah, but that server probably got a real nice tip that night.
Mm-hmm. But we need marketing. That's what Red Lobster is missing. Old school marketing, advertisements, commercials on TV. I mean, I remember growing up and watching these commercials and just being hypnotized.
Red Lobster.
Tonight, 30 shrimp, just $8.95.
Red Lobster for the seafood.
Scampi, no golden fried.
Red Lobster for the seafood lover.
30 shrimp on one plate, just $8.95.
$8.95 for 30 shrimp? What? And then they would throw this in at the end.
And kids get shrimp, a complete meal, just $1.95.
$1.95? Wow. Kids can come too?
I mean, why would you bring the kids, though? You heard how sexy that commercial was. That was unexpected. I didn't remember it being so romantic.
Red Lobster was sexy. When you saw that, you were like, that is date night at its absolute best. Mommy and Daddy are going to go there and have the best time ever and eat shrimp.
Bring me that ultimate fest. Do it right now.
So we figured, you know what? How about bringing back commercials? So we made one for Red Lobster. Working an everyday scallywag. Eat as much seafood as a whale shark for an affordable price. Arr, it's Red Lobster, of course.
Crab feast, shrimp feast, delicious salads, and heaping baskets of Cheddar Bay biscuits. While live lobsters stare at you through the aquarium glass and pray you don't call their number.
I'm under the water. Please help me.
Even land lovers like Flavor Flav comes to the clam bake. And John Oliver visits Bar Harbor.
Here you'll rule the seas with an appetite bigger than Neptune's and an order of fried delights large enough to please the admiral.
Ahoy, mates. It's Red Lobster.
You know,
it's not as good as the sexy one.
Upon reflection, I feel like, yeah, maybe we should have
been
more
sexy. So much sexier.
And dolphins, you know, they like to mix it up. So.
We should have been like, lobster. But you want to know what? We also thought...
That's your version of
lobster.
Sexy. All right.
Okay. But also, producer John is really good at writing jingles. So, yeah. Of course, this is one of the most famous jingles of all time.
Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you.
So we decided to have him write a few jingles to test out. Let's see. This is the first one.
Red Lobster, we got biscuits for you. Come down and buy some and save our stores. Red Lobster.
It's not bad.
That's the matter of fact version right there. That's what that is, right? That's a factual version. It's like, what are we doing? Oh, this is what we're doing.
Yep.
You might have heard that we're closing down nationwide, but you still got a chance to save our hide. Come down to Red Lobster, and we won't skimp, but we are no longer offering endless shrimp.
They're no longer offering endless shrimp. That was a mistake.
They bankrupt the company.
Yeah, exactly.
Animals of the sea have a hide or a skin or a flesh?
I don't. Scales. The answer is scales.
Okay.
One more jingle.
All right. What else you got?
Cheddar Bay biscuits and crab fest too. Find it all at a location near you. Come to Red Lobster, have yourself a family meal. Come on down to this seafood heaven. Never mind what you heard about Chapter 11. Come to Red Lobster, everything is totally fine. It's fine. Everything is fine.
Right. We've kept all the food refrigerated. We promise. We wouldn't be serving it if we had turned off the power at night to save money.
Or maybe they should just bring back the old school.
Red Lobster for the seafood lover in you.
I mean, she sounds gorgeous.
She was so the sexiest lobster.
Is that Wonder Woman? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.